Hello, my darlings. Welcome back to another exciting adventure right here on Radio Wasteland. Later this evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you watch in this time of on-demand, whatever, our guest is Keely Harold, and we'll be learning about Reiki, which is apparently some sort of energy healing for the bod. But up first here, I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. It's my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, do you have any news for us today?
Yes, I do. So on the topic of the monoliths, the mystery appears to be solved. A collective of stunt artists called Most Famous Artist, singular, even though it's plural because there's a bunch of them, has taken responsibility for the appearance of the original New Mexico monolith, although no word on the others. Given that the monolith existed for several years before being noticed, and the other monoliths only appeared after its discovery, it seems reasonable to assume they are the work of copycats. A Republican congressional representative from Virginia, Denver Riggleman, a man most famous for writing Bigfoot porn and getting elected anyway, has criticized Donald Trump and his allies for their search for election fraud, comparing it to the search for Bigfoot. It's almost a cult or religious belief system, he said. Now, this is news only in that who would have thought the author of The Mating Habits of Bigfoot would become the voice of reason in the Republican Party. We've talked about him on the show before and laughed at him, and in fact, we are still laughing at him, but I thought I'd update you all and say, hey, I kind of respect him now. On a darker note, Russian authorities said last week they believe they've detained the notorious serial killer known as the Volga Maniac, so named because many of his kills were along the Volga River. He is believed to have killed at least 26 elderly women between 2011 and 2012, probably by posing as a social worker or health worker in order to gain access to their homes. He then strangled them and stole their valuables. When asked for motive, he explained that he was living on the street and starving and killed his victims for their money. The suspect was identified by shoe prints and DNA evidence from the scene of the crime, although obviously they didn't find him for 8 years. So if you're living in Russia, maybe don't let strange men into your home. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right, the monolith, stunt artists. Yeah, that's a new one for me. But even more new for me is the idea that I could meet somebody and say, what do you do? And they say, well, I'm a copycat stunt artist. You know, you ever heard of stunt artists? And I'd be all, no. Well, I copy those. You know, that's like, right. That's a weird thing to do with your free time.
It's like those people who see, who like copy the, like painting forgers. You know, they copy the works of the masters.
Yeah, but they're getting money.
That's true. People are strange. Although, in this case, I totally understand it. Because, like, it makes the art so much better. One monolith in the middle of the desert? Spooky. Weird. Unusual. One monolith in the middle of the desert, and then suddenly several other monoliths in other places.
Right.
That's way better. So I think they were just improving the whole thing by sort of adding on to it.
I like what Stephen Colbert had to say about it. He's just all, either it's some sort of space aliens trying to communicate with us, our overlord masters, or it's some viral Mountain Dew campaign. But either way, I'm intrigued, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm just
It turns out neither. It's a viral weirdness campaign.
Right. Yeah, stunt artist, it just makes, I mean, I understand that they're pulling a stunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the use of the word, but stunt artist just kind of implies to me, like, you know, I'm going to do a triple somersault on this motorcycle while spray painting a Banksy thing on the side of this building. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's pretty funny terminology, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Banksy, it obviously worked out for him. I assume he gets paid somehow.
I don't know. I think he robs the elderly.
Yeah. Maybe they just caught him. But first up, Dennis Riggleman.
Denver
Riggleman, right.
Please, Dennis is far too normal a name.
Dennis, right.
Mr. Riggleman.
I'm going to post it on our Facebook page for anybody out there. You got to go check it out. It is the funniest SNL thing where they have Denver Riggleman on reading quotes from his Bigfoot
porn book. Yes.
And it's just too good. But, you know, I love how you referred to him as the guy who wrote Bigfoot porn but was elected anyway. You know, that's like and the scary thing is, like, at the time,
I feel like that's the story. Like, I mean, that is what he's famous for.
But now there's tons of those. I mean, there's quite a few QAnoners up in there. And
yeah, but, I mean, liking QAnon is good for your election chances in the Republican Party. Writing Bigfoot porn, I don't know which demographic that is for, but probably not a big one in terms of voting blocks.
To be fair, it might have been Bigfoot erotica. There might have been some level of art to it.
Yeah, I mean, he described it as Bigfoot erotica.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean.
Ew. Ew.
You're not having sex with Bigfoot. You're making love.
Right. Huh. I'm going to have to get this book.
I'm intrigued. I've heard it's pretty good.
Have you? From who?
Sarcastic comments on Reddit. Articles.
All right, we're gonna have to dig into that one. And then the Russian detained at the Volga maniac, because so many of his murders happened on the Volga. I hadn't even heard of this, but I mean, 26 elderly women, that's a lot of people.
I haven't heard of it either, but there was a dearth of paranormal news, so on the off chance I just like typed in serial killers, and then right. This popped up, and like, it's a big story.
Yeah, because they got some big ones over there in Russia, man.
They do, yeah. Russia is serial killer central, except, I mean, probably we still have more in the U.S., but
yeah, but they have more prolific ones.
Yeah, they're nipping
us. Citizen X, like, the highest kill count of all?
Yeah, I don't know, but I that sounds right. I haven't brushed up on my Russian serial killers.
Now, I have a little issue with calling this guy a serial killer. Because of his motivation.
He killed serially.
Yeah, but if you don't have, like, power or sexual motivations, I kind of, like, go like, meh, I'm not sure they count. Like, Eileen Wuornos, you know, I'm just all like, meh, you know, she's just trying to eat.
Well, that's the stereotype, but there are lots of serial killers who did kill for monetary gain.
Like hitmen, do they count as, like, hardcore serial killers, you know?
I think they do. I think it's more usual to think person who's operating alone, but the actual definition of serial killer is just someone who kills X number of people over a long number, you know, a long amount of time. There was a guy in France, Marcel something, I can't remember, but he posed as a doctor during Nazi-occupied Germany and said that he could smuggle people out of the country, but instead injected them with a inoculation shot, which was just poison, and then took their clothes and, you know, personal effects and sold them. A real charming guy.
Yeah, see, I find that disappointing. Don't you find that disappointing?
I mean, honestly, if someone's gonna kill me, like, just some maniac pops out of the woodwork and kills me with a cyanide shot or whatever, I would rather know that guy, you know, that's his paycheck for the week. It's fine. I would rather that than, well, at least he's getting some sexual gratification out of it.
Right. You'd rather know that he got frisky with your corpse.
No, quite the opposite.
Of course.
I feel like I'm learning some stuff about you, Chauncey.
Well, like,
But he killed, like, 50 people, so, you know, definitely a serial killer.
But in the world of...
Because some of his kills were for fun.
In the world of paranormal, I don't suppose we have any musical fans, but in Les Miserables, there's the couple that own the own the place. I mean, wouldn't they be serial
killers? Oh, yeah, the master of the house.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're going around letting people die, killing people, and taking their jewelry.
Are they actually killing people? I haven't. It's been a long time since I saw the musical.
I feel the implication in the end was that they are.
Well, then, yes, they are serial killers.
Disappointing. Yeah. All right, serial killers. Stop disappointing me.
You know, they can't all be Wayne Gacy, Chauncey.
Yeah.
They can't all be Ted Bundy. They can't all dress as clowns.
They should have to.
It's part of the job. That's the uniform. Making them easier to identify. Yep. You just start locking up clowns.
Yep. Dress for the career you want to live. You know. All right. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Our guest tonight, Keely Harold. We're talking about Reiki. Definitely a new topic for both of us. So, come on back and hear our ignorance as she explains. You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland. All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest today is Keely Harold, and we're going to be talking about Reiki. You know, this is good timing for me because my I don't think this is a secret. My wife is going through menopause, and she has just nonstop issues with it. Don't get me wrong. She's dealing with it like a champ, but, you know, one of the things that she's looked into is acupuncture and a few of these things. And so with us talking about Reiki, that's one of the things that comes up in aligning people's energies and stuff like that. I'm not doing a great job of explaining it to the audience.
No, I love it. You're doing excellent. I
All right.
Roll with
it. Why don't we have you explain to the audience what Reiki is first, and then I'll start digging in and seeing if I can find out more.
It's basically like a shower for your energy body. So you know how, like, I'm going to just break it down. It's easier this way. It's awakening your own life force energy and teaching us, you know, how to heal ourselves with it. It's ki, it's prana, it's that good juju running through you, you know? So it gets kind of through our life experiences, through the social conditioning and our traumas and our wounds, it gets kind of musty. It gets kind of dirty. It gets kind of dense and heavy, right, with everything that we stuff down. And so it's like if you went a week without showering, you feel pretty gross. So imagine your energy body and everything that you've stuffed down in there, you know, and just on top of each other, because we've been taught that, you know, we're not allowed to emote. We're not allowed to show emotion, that we have to have our shit together all the time. So we're just bundled up all the time, just feeling like we're about to explode because the pot needs to boil over. That's that kundalini energy that we're stuffing down at the base of the spine. So Reiki helps to awaken that and get it to flow upward. And so then it washes clear all of the rest of the energetic centers. It's almost like the drain is blocked down at the base. And that's where, like, the fear resides, and the abandonment, mm-hmm. and the trauma, and the disappointments of life, and the unsteady foundation that a lot of us are, frankly, like, living upon. Kind of
so, you know,
parents and reprogram ourselves. Reiki helps do that.
In the explanation of it, and I get this a lot of the time in Eastern stuff, there is like it's confusing as to if it's scientific or spiritual. Now I realize those might be the same thing. I don't know, but you know they with you know it seems so spiritual. You know, taking care of your energies and so on and so forth. But then they throw in something like, oh, it's at the base of your spine. That seems pretty specific. And like, so are we dealing with science or spirituality or, I don't know. What
it's a little bit of both, honestly, though, because like, if you think of the scientific experiments they've done, like with the rice, where they sent that loving energy at the rice and then they sent negative energy, and the one that they sent, you know, good vibes towards, it stayed white, it stayed fresh, it stayed clean. The one that they sent negative energy towards, it started going bad. It was dark. You could see it. So, I mean, it's also, there are physical symptoms. So if you have a lot of anxiety and grief and stress trapped in your heart space because maybe, you know, you've gone through a breakup and you just didn't allow yourself to feel it, or maybe you had a lot of childhood trauma that caused you to close down your heart space and put up those walls. It's like you'll have that anxious feeling all the time. You'll have that anxious attachment, that codependent attachment to people. So it gives you this physical manifestation as a form of dis-ease, which is your anxiety or the shortness of breath, to let you know that there's an imbalance in that energetic center. And that's why, like, some people, you have to pay attention to how they make you feel, because some people will make you feel that tight, anxious feeling in your chest, and that's because your heart chakra is responding. Mm-hmm. You know, like each time I work on a client, I get an indication of where the energy is imbalanced in them, because, like, I can't breathe. You know, like how I am right now, my heart chakra is going insane right now because someone else's heart chakra is going insane right now. You might feel like a spinning in the center of your chest.
Is
I
it
think
me?
It's you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's me.
Yeah, no.
People are always saying that.
No, but you have a very active heart center. It's beautiful. You have very high energy. And Tanki's very, very chill. But you need that. You feel that. You know what I mean? Like, just there's certain people you want to be around. There's certain people that you don't. So, I mean, it's you can tell. the vibe. Just like you can walk into a room and be like, no, this is not my vibe, right?
Sure.
You can read the energy. It feels a bit like a scientific thing, but it's a bit of everything.
So when that happens, you know, sorry, I'm digging right into the heavy stuff. When that happens, is it potentially, okay, so let's say I'm negative and hateful and Kara's loving and wonderful. I mean, you know.
For the sake of argument.
For the sake of argument, right. Is my presence around Kara, would that be affecting her in the moment or polluting her in the long term? Now, I understand that affecting somebody in the long term could cause them to change, but I mean, you had talked about sort of cleansing of the light. So am I polluting other people's light with my negativity, or is it just my presence as they're around? Is that something
that depends on the person?
Like if I pass them at the grocery store, if I pass them at the grocery store, are they picking up some of that, or do they have to be somebody who knows you and sort of learns the dealing with you?
No, I mean, we certainly each carry our own energetic field. That's why you'll notice, like, if you start your day in a shitty mood, you know, the rest of your day kind of plays out the same way.
Right.
So you can feel the energy of a person where you're like, I'm not going to engage with them very much. You can tell they're not having a great day.
Right.
So it's that kind of thing. But then it's up to Kara how she allows that to affect her energy. That's up to each of us personally, you know, how much we allow another person's mood or energy that they're in to affect our day-to-day life and how much power it will.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm sure there's like a lot of pushback on this going, oh, that's not real. Oh, that's fake. That's this, that, and the other thing. Yet when you explain it in those terms, that's one of those things that everybody seems to believe.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
I was feeling their bad energy and I was doing this, but Reiki and this, oh, that's got to be, you gave it a name, so now I'm not going to believe it. Yet when you explain it, in the experience, most people agree with that and have that experience.
Well, I mean, if you consider, like, say your wife is having a hard time. Mm-hmm. She's having a crappy day. She's in a crappy energy. You know the things to do to shift her out of that, right? At this point, you've learned how to shift her energy, how to cheer her up.
I hide a lot.
Well, maybe from your corner, you send her good juju. Or you ask whatever your higher power is, like, help her feel better, you know, whatever it might be. But intention, you know, we would hope to see
her. Kara knows her. There is no depth to my wife's optimism. She is a endless,
that is true.
Endless ball of optimism. So she's
well,
been
you balance each other nicely, then, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm not a pest. I'm a cynic. I enjoy being a pessimist. So I'm not really a pessimist. It's just optimism.
It's recreational pessimism.
Yeah. It's funny. Nobody's just all, it's going to be a great day today. And people are just all, that's hilarious. You know, it's
no,
like,
see that to me is spiritual bypassing. Like we have to understand we need the contrast. Like there's going to be shitty days. We have to experience a bit of the dark in order to appreciate the light. If we were in the light all the time, we'd go blind. Like we have to have a bit of that contrast to register. This doesn't feel good. I want to do it differently. You know, that's how we learn. That's how we evolve. So if there's no sense in painting rainbows on everything, that's spiritual bypass. You have to acknowledge your shit. You have to take accountability for your shit. You have to, you know, it's not just going to, hey, come in and lay on my table. I'm going to take it all away for you. No, like we're going to sit down and we're going to hash it out. We're going to unpack your basement and we're going to figure out the root cause of why you behave the way that you do. Mm-hmm. And most of that is rooted for us in childhood trauma and conditioning because our parents were conditioned and their parents were conditioned. And so we're here to like shift out of that. So many of us are feeling ancestral karma. And you can look into epigenetics. That is scientific in regards to healing, you know, and your thought process. We can literally heal ourselves with our own thoughts. You know, our bodies are super complex. I was diagnosed with ADHD. I was diagnosed with PTSD. I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I was diagnosed with depression. I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's disease. And I have nothing now because I healed the emotional shit that was causing the disease, the dis-ease that caused the disease, right?
Right.
Like that's all rooted in something else. So they're absolutely, you know, I was nervous at first when we were talking about that, but they're absolutely, they go hand in hand.
Well, I wanted to
talk. Your thoughts are dictating your energy, right? If you're thinking shitty thoughts, your energy is shitty. Same goes.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality healthcare. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
I wanted to talk to you about that a bit because this actually made a big change in your life, and you're your own best example.
Right.
What I've read about you. So how did this change your life, and frankly, how did you find it? Because one of my big questions is, do you have to believe for it to work?
I feel like it's, even if it's a placebo effect at first, I think you just have to want it badly enough where you're like, I'm just ready to try something different. Nothing else is working. Right. I'm open to the possibility that this could work for me. You know, that's kind of enough to start with. Have you seen the movie Elf, and where it's like, in order to get the sleigh to fly, they have to get the Christmas spirit up?
Well, how many Christmases have there been since that movie came out? And I've seen it at least that many times.
Gosh.
It's so great, but it works. That reference works because we need to, you know.
It's a very topical reference.
It is, yeah.
but our belief is a thought we choose to continue thinking. So if we believe that this can possibly help me, then our body's like, okay, then that shows me you're ready to heal. Let's do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like witchcraft. Not witchcraft, but wishcraft, you know, the sort of like the stronger belief that you have in what you're pushing, the more, I mean, granted, we're not going to use Reiki to, you know, kill our neighbor or anything, but.
Wouldn't work that way.
But, you know, how did the change come to you, you know, and what was the change that came to you?
The change for me was, like I said, I had been diagnosed with all of those things, and I was very, very dependent on the medications that I was using for such things. And then you come to realize, like, we only need these things, or we think we need these things, to mask the things we don't want to feel, right? That's where addiction is rooted in, you know, ultimately, for those of us that have been through so much, you know, shit that we just want to escape. It's escapism. So that's what it was for me, and I was going through a lot of stuff. My daughter's father passed away. He OD'd on heroin, and then both of my grandmothers passed back to back, and I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, so, like, I had a really crappy understanding of what happened after he died, you know, and he was raised Catholic, so couldn't imagine him burning in hell, and I could feel his energy around me all the time. Like, songs that we would send to each other would pop on the radio as soon as I got in the car. It just made me feel like there was something more than what I'd been taught. So I started digging into it, and I met Andrea on anybodythere.net, because I started looking for mediums. So I was trying to find a psychic medium, because, you know, it scared me, because I've been raised to believe it was kind of like devil work, but I just really wanted to find a way to connect to them. And from then on, I dove into it and figured out that, you know, it wasn't actually anything to be scared of, unless you're working in lower vibrational energies and calling on, you know, it depends on what your intention is, bottom line. But I was still having really bad anxiety and still not really coping with anything that happened fully. I was just I was grasping at straws, you know, I wasn't dealing with any of the reasons why I felt the way that I felt, or the fact that, you know, now I'm a single parent and I'm working two jobs and I've been leveled, you know. I had a true tower moment, which in traditional tarot is just like, anything not set on a solid foundation, they wipe it out from you. And my world was just leveled. I lost my job, I lost my car, I lost everything. And I couldn't breathe. And Andrea suggested that I talk to this woman, Sue, who she had met, you know, through the site as well, and that Sue did Reiki. And at that point, I was, you know, I was in that energy of, anything that can possibly help me, you know. I didn't even know who I was praying to at that point, because I didn't know who my God was, but, you know, whoever is out there, please just help me, because I was not a good parent. My house was like an episode of Hoarders, you know. It was a shit show. It was awful. So I couldn't stand it anymore. And finally, it's almost like as soon as that happened and I decided to, like, surrender my suffering, I didn't know what it is, but, you know, when Sue came in, it just washed it away. And whether it was just like, it was the belief of, I'm going to let you take it because I can't hold this anymore. I can't hold it. It's too heavy. You know, it's crushing me. I can't breathe. And for someone to come in, and she didn't charge me, she didn't ask for shit. She was just, how can I help you? And she didn't judge anything that I said. She just listened. Andrea was much the same. And it's meeting people like that energy of non-judgment, of, I see your humanness, and I see that you're going through a hard time. How can I help you? I wanted to keep putting that back out there.
Well, so even if that, shortage of that
is, go ahead.
There is a shortage of that in this world, it seems.
That's what we want to wake up in each other. And that's what I feel like Reiki does, because we've got so much, our wounds are conversing with each other, and nobody's taught us how to heal them, and we can heal them ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what all of this does. And just sometimes it's all it takes for a person is just to sit across from me and feel like they can tell me anything, and I'm not going to judge them, because I know that we're all having that imperfect human experience, and this is our curriculum. We're here to learn, you know?
When you say it like that, it's interesting. It sounds basically like therapy, you know? Just getting to the root of your problems, sharing without judgment, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I do it a little bit differently than everybody else does. And it's kind of just this whatever. It's different for each person, but that's what I do. I sit down and we have a discovery session where we figure out the root causes of why they might be imbalanced in that area, the physical symptoms they're experiencing. We'll sit down and we'll pull some cards and just get some spiritual guidance, because not everyone wants to believe in God. Not everyone, you know, but there is something, just source energy to help you feel more in alignment and connected, and like you have that GPS system. Otherwise, we're just going around the block in circles, you know, and this just helps to clear all of that out and to help you reshape and reshift, redirect your perspective on things, and then allow it to just stop holding power over how you feel.
Sorry, Kara. You said that you sit down and do an exploratory part where you try to figure it out, and then you pull some cards. So I got to ask, what does a therapy session look like for a person walking into this? You know,
well, I'm not a therapist. So
okay, what is it?
Reiki.
I just want to be fair. I just want to be fair, because and therapy is very valid. I never want to discredit that. You know.
No, but, I meant like a Reiki therapy. You know, what does a Reiki
right, session right, right.
look like? Yeah.
For this, it's with what I'm doing. It's kind of like therapy, though. But then it's like after therapy, you're like, cool, okay. So like, I talked about everything, but what do I do with the energy that this stirred up? Mm-hmm. You know. And Reiki helps to just balance that and bring everything back into harmony. It just helps to cleanse it and clear it with the life force, the chi, the prana. And you can feel it. I digress. So you'll come in and we'll sit down and we'll have the discovery session. We'll talk about patterns that might be playing out for you, cycles that you're ready to end. You know, we'll talk about your symptoms, because you know, chaos always precedes transformation. So most people that are coming in here, they're going through a spiritual awakening, of course, and they're not happy with where they're at and how they're feeling, and they're just ready to do things differently. They're ready to dig a little deeper. Mm-hmm. So we talk about their belief systems. We talk about how they might feel more connected on a spiritual level, because I like it to be that kind of thing. Because otherwise, we are here to collect a paycheck and die. You know, what's the point? There's more than that. There's more to life mm-hmm. than that. So just helping them figure out what their connection is, helping them figure out, you know, that we need a spiritual practice of some kind, but I want it to be on their level, not just my understanding. Everyone needs to figure out their own version of the truth, and to help release, I kind of want to help them reprogram themselves, you know, focusing on self-limiting beliefs and negative self-talk, and how that, you know, talking them through how that has an effect on our energy body, just teaching them different tools and tricks to help shift that before they cycle out, you know? So we go through all of that, and then we'll pull some cards and I'll help them to feel. I want, you know, I call in my spirit team and their spirit team, and I ask them to help the person feel, and almost always they end up crying. Okay. But I call my room a crying room. They just are like, what is happening? They just start leaking tears, because it's so much energy that they've stuffed down. It just starts pouring out of them. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had to do a lot of explaining it. People experience it, and it's enough for them. You know what I mean? It's so tangible that it's like, okay, I get it now. So we do all of that. They feel the energy. More often than not, they're able to feel it themselves, because I want them to know what that feels like. So I teach them how. And then we'll pull the cards, get the guidance from spirit, give their soul some messages. It's basically connecting them back to their higher self, that intuitive guidance, you know? We have the ego, and then we have us on a soul level. It's figuring out how to balance the ego, come back to the soul, to the heart, your heart of hearts, not what everyone else has told you it is, but your truth. And then we set an intention for the session. You know, normally it's to reset. It's to just leave everything behind, completely reprogram. And it's always that choice. And maybe you have to keep choosing that every day, over and over again. But eventually, it's just, the things that you used to feel aren't there anymore. But Reiki helps you to cleanse that and literally reprogram yourself on a cellular level. We can restructure our own DNA. I lost 80 pounds in a year when I started doing all of this and like really taking it seriously. I quit my job. I got a new job. I started hiking 40 miles a week. Like once I put it out there and intended to connect, like it felt like miracle. And even if that, you know, was me living in La La Land, I'd rather be there than where I was before.
I just kept
staying open to it, and they kept showing me more. But people feel that, and I want people to understand that they can reconnect to that too. We've been taught otherwise. They wanted to dumb us down. You know, we've been numbed.
She sleeps hot, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and adjustable base, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
I can't think of anything that's entirely good that comes from social media.
It's the highlight reel. It's not even the real world. You know, it's what we want to show to people. We have to remember that, and everyone has to remember that, and not allow that to dictate how their life goes. You know, we get so wrapped up in, well, is this social media content, and what's the caption going to be, and is it profound enough? And it's just like, come on, man, chill out. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. Right. You're not here to impress anybody.
Well,
and if everyone could put that out there, I'd be all about it. You know, I'm working it out myself. But that's what social media triggers in me, is that those feelings of like,
right.
Yeah.
definitely.
Go for
so
it.
So I have a question on a totally different thing. I'm a history nerd. Can you talk a little about, like, the history of Reiki? You said it was an ancient practice. It's Japanese. Do you...
Yes. It is... Oh, I have all of my... I don't have it off of the top of my head, but it started in Japan. Sure. Yeah, it started in Japan. And it's something that he went and he was at his wits end, basically. He needed mm-hmm. something. He needed something to feel connected to. And so he went and he meditated for 21 days, and that's where he awakened his own kundalini energy and understood the healing power of our own mind and body and the dedication and connection to spirit and how it's like a co-creative partnership. And so he passed that understanding on to others, and it just continued to be a thing that we've passed on to each other, that, you know, those that are more attuned and inclined to help others heal through their process, it's just that's what it is.
Interesting. So is it related at all?
Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Is it, like, related at all to Tai Chi or acupuncture? Like, I'm just sort of wondering about the roots of the practice.
Yeah, like, there's so many energy aligned ideas.
Yeah.
It's a different modality. But, yeah, Tai Chi is again, the moving and harnessing of energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're harnessing where that energy goes. You're awakening the energy centers, the meridians, with intention and focus. So, I mean, yeah, it all goes hand in hand in regards to, you know, the acupuncture and acupressure, like everything is accessible through the feet and the different parts of the body. And that is going to heal you on a cellular level by pressure and moving of the energy. And that's why holistic medicine is just so beneficial. And it's been, you know, tied away from as something, well, basically because people can't benefit off of it. Big pharma can't benefit off of it. So it's made out to be something that's, you know, woo-woo and crazy. And no, this is actually, we have everything that we need right here and of the earth. We don't need the chemical substances and everything else. We can heal ourselves. You know, and that's what Reiki teaches us, that we can heal ourselves.
A lot of this seems to have like a tie-in with crystals, and I used to work for this company, and they had like crystal water decanters where you could crystallize your water. And I remember like doing the marketing for this product thinking like, whoa, you know, it's like, have we gone so mainstream that we're selling crystal water? And I believe I saw you holding a crystal while we were talking. I think it was green. So there must be some up there.
Is that malachite? It looks like malachite. Yes.
Yeah.
Malachite sounds like a bad guy from Thor, but...
It does, but it's very pretty.
But, you know, what is the relationship of crystals specifically to energy of us?
So they each carry their own vibration as well, and crystals hold memory, just like, you know, they put quartz crystals in watches and in cell phones, right? They hold memory. Mm-hmm. Same as water, right? And we're all made of water, so as are the crystals. And they each carry a different energetic frequency, just like, you know, malachite is for healing. It's the color green. It's tied to the heart chakra. It's a great heart healer. It's one of my favorite stones in regards to cleansing the emotional body. Like, this is celestite, so it connects you to the celestial realm. It's a really high divine frequency, they say. Lapis lazuli, it connects you to the higher self, the higher mind. And the color, you know, goes well with the throat chakra, the color blue, so it helps you to communicate clearly, especially from a higher perspective, higher wisdom. So it's like each of them carry their own purpose.
So it's kind of like a prism for energy, or it helps energy's focus, or a lens, I think.
It's an intention. It's an intention. Like, I know I'm going to use this stone lapis to connect with my higher self and to help clear my throat chakra. I know I'm going to use the malachite to help heal my heart chakra. Like, I'll have people come in because this is a crystal shop as well, and they'll be blown away. Like, you know, I had a gentleman come in, he's wearing the color blue, and you don't realize you're drawn to the color blue because you're having a hard time speaking your truth. Your throat chakra, his was actually overactive. He was talking all the time. He was talking over. He was stuttering. So his being was trying to tell him, incorporate more blue, incorporate more blue. And he's like, so what is this? You know, what's going on here? And I was like, well, just see what you're drawn to, and then we'll go from there. So he was drawn to the stone kyanite and the blue kyanite, which goes with the throat chakra. And kyanite is the stone for the throat chakra. So I showed him on the chart, you know, hey, this is what you went for. I showed him what the overactive symptoms were. It was everything that he had. And his being took him right to the stone that he needed to help balance and calm.
Oh, interesting.
So it's really fascinating. And so that's why I like them to just figure out their understanding of it, you know, because see what you're drawn to. You're drawn to it for a reason. And I have them read the meaning and they're like, you know, like it's usually just spot on because our being knows what we need. Just like he was wearing the color blue because he needed to calm his emotions, and he needed to speak his truth. He needed to calm his emotions enough to be able to do stuff. It was all over the place, right?
Spirit, so be like, slow like your roll.
Exactly. And so then I was like, well, that's what it does, you know? So.
All right. Well, we don't have too much more time here, but you've done a good job at helping me understand this. Right before COVID, I moved to Ashland, Oregon, which is a, you know, pretty hippie woo-woo town. And and then
it's a college town.
Well,
and it's a theater town.
And then COVID happened. So, I mean, there hasn't been a lot of getting out to know people, but I know I'm surrounded with a lot of this stuff. And, you know, I feel I got a better understanding here now. And I appreciate
it. Do you feel
it.
Like the energy is different there where you moved to?
In regards to
being a woo-woo town, right?
Gosh.
So you can feel the energy of it.
Anywhere would be different than Reading.
Yeah, where we came from was definitely not for us. So we both moved out of Reading at the beginning of COVID there.
Yeah, he moved to Ashland and I moved to Renton. So.
Go ahead, Keely.
It's kind of like going through a portal, though. Do you realize that? Like, the energy shift is so significant.
I do realize that.
Yeah. Isn't that cool, though?
It is cool, yeah. My wife and I, we got here, and all of a sudden, we just felt like a weight was lifted, and we're just all home. Yeah. This is so nice, you know.
Energy! You're raking yourselves.
Oh, good.
Exactly.
She'll like that. Yeah, I'll have to bring that up with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, where can people find out more about you? You know, where if they're interested, where do they go?
We are on Instagram at KindredCollective614, and then we have the website, KindredCollective614.com, as well.
Sounds good. Keely, thank you very much. This has actually been a lot of fun. And I mean, I knew Andrea set these things up, but I didn't know you guys actually knew each other, so that makes it all the more fun.
I hope I didn't blow the cover. Thanks for letting me ramble, though. I appreciate you guys.
She doesn't.
I didn't know she did anything psychic media related. That's funny. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I could maybe have guessed, but.
I mean, she's drawn to that stuff for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
We have her to thank for ever having guests on the show.
Oh, yeah, she has
the connections.
She's wonderful. She's the reason I got into everything. She's the reason I started Reiki by introducing me to Sue. She's my hero.
I wonder if all of this has been manipulated by her. Yeah. Is that why
she's,
I'm here?
She's the mastermind in the shadows.
Well, maybe we can have a session.
We are
sometime,
her puppet.
Right?
I would love that. I am totally interested to try it out, so I would totally love that.
Yeah, dude. Let's talk more. Anytime. This was fun. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Keely Harold right here on Radio Wasteland. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for informing us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.